The word for today is vocalise the scriptures. In Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21 we read, "The tongue has the power of life and death." Something powerful happens when we vocalise God's word. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Sometimes you have to say it like you believe it. Jesus literally spoke to the wind and the waves, right? He rebuked storms. He rebuked demons. He rebuked fevers. He even told us to tell mountains to move. See Mark 11, verse 23. When you verbalise faith, you give it power. There are some things you should not say. When Jeremiah used his age as an excuse to say no to God's call, the Lord rebuked him. "Say not, I am a child," Jeremiah 1, verse 7. In other words, don't disqualify yourself if God has called you. Instead, speak life-giving, faith-filled, grace-laced words. Mark Batterson says, "There are some things I refuse to say because it gives them power. I call it my say not list." What words need to go on your say not list? I'm not just talking about four-letter words. Jesus said we'd give account for every idle word. The word idle means unemployed. An idle word is a useless, worthless word, a word that doesn't accomplish anything. Jesus also said in Matthew 12, verse 34, "For from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." So our words are x-rays of what's on the inside. That's where the battle is won or lost. If we want our words to reflect his word, that's where we've got to drop anchor. And when we do, the mind of Christ becomes our mindset too. That's the word for today on UCB.